How did Albert King wind up working with you? Did you write Born Under a Bad Sign specifically for him?
With William Bell, yes, specifically for him. Came to my house. William said, we need to write a song by when tomorrow or whenever for Albert King, because he has a recording session coming up, and you know they need songs. And William Bell came over to my house. I will never, ever forget this day. I had a little rumpus room built on the back of my house with a little piano back in there and a door. I had to close the door because my wife didn't want to hear the noise, you know. And he walked in and pulled his car and he said, we need to write a song for Albert King. And I just started thinking and thinking and thinking. And then I remember coming up with that riff. Da 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 da. And then William put his thinking cap on. And the next thing I know, William says, born under a bad sign. You know, oh my God, you know, been down since I began to crawl. That's it, man. That's it. You know, we wrote that. We just sat there and wrote that song. I don't know how it happened. But William and I wrote that for Albert, and we were really happy with it. And that would have been enough. That would have been enough. Got to bed at, you know, whatever, 1:30 or 2. Got to the studio the next day and started teaching the song to Steve and Al Jackson and Duck Dunn. And I was playing the piano. We started playing the song, and Steve and Duck played the intro. Da, 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 da. And then Albert played that lick that's on the beginning of the song. And it just, oh man, it was like lightning hit.
Bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble been my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born on a bad sign, been down since I began to call. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. I can't read, I didn't learn how to write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born on a bad sign, I've been down since I began to crawl. It wasn't for bad luck, I said I wouldn't have no luck at all. That ain't no lie. Tell you I wouldn't have no luck at all. Yeah, I'm a bad luck boy. Been having bad luck all of my days. Yeah.
He just lit it up.
If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all.
I mean,
that's the blues, all right.
It's the blues, and we defined it a little bit that day.
Yeah, say so.
You know, I mean, the way he played that, people are still trying to play that. Eric Clapton's still trying to play it like that.
Yep.
You know, he just did it. And then his voice, that mellow baritone voice, there's just nothing like it. You know, and it's American. African-American music. blues. And the song says the right thing at the right time. One of those things. You know, so that was why I was telling you I had, you know, the memory of Albert comes back to me for some reason this week so strongly. I don't know why.
It's such an incredible album, and his performances are so phenomenal, and the band plays blues like no other band I can think of.
Yeah, and, you know, Steve, I guess you would call it an anomaly. What do you call it when it's so different? Steve and Duck playing the blues like they did. You know, I mean, they could have been playing country music. They could have. That would have been fine, but no. You know, I mean, they understood this, and how odd is that?
Well, I guess, you know, there's something about the Booker T and the MGs being in the forefront of the new South, of the integrated South.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that your artwork reflected these social changes that were going on at the time.
Well put. Very well put. Mm-hmm. And a courageousness on their part to be who they were inside.
Well, I'm sure you guys couldn't stay at the same hotels.
Oh, absolutely not. But, you know, I finally met Steve's parents. Oh, nicest people in the world. But I just wonder back then, you know, with their son playing that kind of music, how it worked. But there was no stopping him. There was no stopping him. You know, they played in the clubs. They played at the Flamingo. There was no stopping Duck. And Duck is an authority on R&B. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
He is an absolute authority. He worked at King Records, and he actually shipped most of all the records that we were. That was his day job. But it was just that everybody was at the right place at the right time. It was a fortunate thing.
Play this chord. You ain't hitting the B flat right. I'm gonna make a hit if it's the last thing I do. Now that I come home to you, you're gonna put your cold feet on me. Get up on your feet, woman. For 3 days in a row now. Think ain't nobody get a hit out of here but Sam and Dave. Rufus Thomas and Carla Thomas and Eddie Floyd. They the only one know how to play the blues. I play the blues myself. This jockey that blues across the country. If he don't dig this, he got a hole in his soul.
Cold Feet, Albert King. This is Joel Selvin. We're talking with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Booker T. Jones. Now, Hip Hugger is an album that all the guys in Creedence Clearwater tell me was the definitive album in their career.
Really?
When that album was a new record, that the four of them used to sit around and listen to it over and over and over to study it for how a band should sound.
I'm amazed. Well, Doug and I forget the bass player's
Stu?
Name. Stu? Yeah. They spent some time with us after we made this album. They came down and hung out with us.
Thank you. Salvin on the
city. It's Salvin! Salvin on the city! Fuck you, Salvin on the city! On the city.
That was three tracks from the classic Booker T and the MGs album, Hip Hugger. The title track, Double or Nothing, and Slim Jenkins Place.
Well, I remember the Slim Jenkins Place. Named after a joint directly to the right of Stax Recording Studio, named Slim Jenkins Joint, I think. And they changed the name to Place because it wasn't cool to have the word joint on a record in 19-whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, it was, oh yeah, it was a place where Packy used to go over there and get its beer, and this was a joint next door to Stax. Slim Jenkins joint. They didn't have food, but yeah.
Joel Salvin, we're talking with soul great Booker T. Jones, and we'll be right back with more.